everyone, good morning to some of y'all in other countries. How are you on this beautiful day? This is your girl Cynthia, but you can call me Gix, and you're listening to the new show right here on Active FM, where Christ music is heart music. I'm here to give you the lowdown on what's happening in the world around you, from general news to markets and beyond. And like I've said, we are looking at the 10 worst countries to be a Christian in the Truth Behind segment, and we've looked at India and Iran, and today we are looking at the countries rating at number 8 and number 7. So stay tuned for that. It's going to actually be interesting. And for the discussion panel, we are looking at how murder and torture is actually a form of Christian persecution. So it's going to be a hot, hot, hot show. It's going to be amazing. It's going to spark inquisitive questions and stuff. And I really want to hear those inquisitive questions. And if you didn't know, it is election time in South Africa. So literally in 2 days' time, on the 8th of May, the whole of South Africa will be voting a new president and a new party into being. So there's definitely going to be news on that. It's going to be interesting. But in case you are thinking of where to catch our shows or how to download and share our shows, here are a few platforms you can actually catch us on. We are on Instagram at ActiveFM777. We are also on Facebook at ActiveFM777 and on Twitter at ActiveFM. You can also catch us on our website, www.activefm.co.za. You can also go onto Iono FM and search for Active FM, and you will find all the amazing shows. So get downloading and sharing. There are so many platforms that you can find us on. But before we get into the news, here are some awesome tracks to kickstart your afternoon, starting with Conquering from Reactive.
Not overtaken by temptation,
holding on
to my salvation,
holding on
distant to impregnation. Cannot be defeated.
I guess I'm undefeated.
Not in my DNA.
These victories are repeated.
Jesus leading me in a victory procession.
No weapon formed will prosper.
You'll fight for me.
That blood that dripped from the thorns,
it gives me victory.
And I'm just living in victory. Losing has become my history. And if my God is for me, then nothing can come against me.
Hey! Worship album As Above So Below is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
The resurrection is what we live for, restoring people.
available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
How amazing were those tracks? Active FM is definitely the place to listen to hot music. Christ music is hot music. You are listening to Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix right here on the new show on Active FM. You can catch us on Instagram at Active FM 777. You can catch us on Facebook at Active FM 777. You can catch us on our website www.activefm.co.za. You can also catch us on Twitter at Active FM, and you can go onto Iona FM and search for Active FM, and you'll find all the amazing shows for you to download and share. So get downloading and get sharing. Now we're going into the general news. Like I said, South Africa is basically election time for South Africa. 2 days from now, there will be people at the polls voting the new government into place. And what is happening? I just want to get you updated with what's happening with the election. Now, there's a battleground happening in the Western Cape. Now, the Western Cape is one of the provinces in South Africa. Now, what the headline basically says, it's battleground Western Cape. Door to door, street to street, the foot soldiers compete for votes. Now, there's just 2 days left before South Africa votes in its sixth democratic elections on the 8th of May. In the Western Cape, between radio interviews, political debates, chair throwing and posing for posters, politicians have been on the ground canvassing for votes in areas where the pleas could find fertile ground. This will basically... It hasn't changed for the past few years. The Western Cape is one of South Africa's highly contested provinces during this election cycle. It is the only province not ruled by the governing party, but the DA's 59% majority is being challenged by the ANC, the GOOD, and the EFF, who are all trying to get a bigger bite of the pie. Now, in the 2014 national and provincial elections, there were 2.1 million votes cast in the province, and with issues such as the water crisis, poor service delivery in some areas, inequality between rich and poor residents, as well as farm evictions, the ongoing issues between the Democratic Alliance and Patricia de Lille, Good Leader, the race for votes in the province have proved interesting. Now, the provincial chairperson of the Western Cape said votes in the Western Cape are very important to the EFF. The economic freedom fighters have been campaigning in every ward, voting district and municipality. In the 2014 election, the party received only 2.1%. So that is 44,762 out of 2.1 million valid votes. And the party is looking to improve on that through active fighters visible on the ground. In April, the EFF canvassed for votes across the province, both in the Cape Metro and also in the more rural areas such as Bedford West, Hermanus, Cedarburg, and Stellenbosch. Over the course of April, the ANC campaigned in various areas across the Cape Metro and into the farmlands of the province, such as Stellenbosch, Darling, Saldanha Bay, and Calitzdorp. While the EFF only managed to get 2% of the votes, the African National Congress, known as the ANC, garnered 32.89% of the Western Cape vote. So that is a head-on-head battle. The governing party, the DA, has the majority percentage of 59.38% of the votes in the Western Cape. So that is crazy. It's like literally survival of the fittest, basically. But now there's a problem. Even though it's election time and there are so many people who are able to vote, on Wednesday, the 8th of May, 10 million South Africans who are eligible to vote won't be at the ballot stations because they did not register. By polling and historic voter turnout patterns, about 5 million more people who have registered are unlikely to make the polls. Now let's let this sink in. Almost 1 in 3 eligible voters in South Africa are either so disenchanted with politics or for whom democracy means so little in their daily lives that they did not turn up even to register. It could end up looking bleaker if you consider that the likely voter turnout is about 71%, which means that another 5 million people are not likely to turn out to vote. So that is crazy. The fact that most people are not going to vote. And I remember actually because I do not have the ability to vote in South Africa because I'm not a citizen of South Africa. But the fact that people have the opportunity to vote for a party that could actually do a change, that they believe to do a change, and are not bothered to vote, that is very distressing for the country. Because it's supposed to be a democratic country where everyone is supposed to voice out their opinion and be like, this is the party that I want. Now, if people are not voting, then we can't really complain for whatever party gets into power and stuff. So that is very crazy. And yeah, that is it.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at
011-493-9755.
Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Let's go.
There's so much that I really just want to tell the family. Y'all been listening for years and haven't heard the real me. I've been damaged by people and that's what turned me filthy. Then I hurt others and I played it off like they were guilty. Every girl I ever loved, I told her I would marry. From Gary to Landra to Audra, man, it's kind of scary. I've never been alone and maybe that's why this is weird. Cause every one of those shorties was down for me for years. In my newness, I'm not clueless of my flaws ever. The old me would've put it off like it's all better. I got delivered and restored and that's cool and all. But truth sets free and I need it cause I was too involved. Too in love with me for me to see that it's a knife I'm holding. Pointing it at people that love me and would've died to show it. Piercing in the rib of the person that turned my gift of poetry into anointing and pointing me out to know I'm chosen. But man, I'm broken like the glass of an abandoned house. Ghetto neighborhoods and dream girls who wanna ask me out. Put a smile over my scars so they don't ask about the pain that I suffered from harming myself and lashing out.
Fire,
I blame
baby.
My family and exes for where my life was headed. I don't regret it. Looking back, I really learned my lesson. Insecurities about yourself will make you real aggressive. I knew if they believed my lies, then I would be protected. Hidden in the shadows of people who doing worse than me. Confident that none of the hurting was done purposefully. Even if it was, I could never take it personally. Cause God used my struggles to line me together perfectly. And look, I'm sorry for those of you still hating me. I know you have your reasons, I'm just sitting here patiently. Waiting on the day where my Jesus will let you pray with me. And feel the love and grace of the Savior that made a way for me. I know I lied to you. I know I sold you hopes and dreams. I know I cheated on you. I know I did so many things. I know I fornicated. I know I looked at magazines. I know I kept my ties and told my pastor I ain't have a thing. I know I had a little drink and I smoked a little weed. I know I had to send a pic so I could brag and show the team. I know I had some weird thoughts bothering me inside my dream. I know I shouldn't tell it all. How else can I be released? Feel the pressure coming up off me. The more I write in peace, the more I let it out is the closer I am to being free. Thankful to the one who gave lyrics to me, depositing his word into my heart so that my mind could put it on a sheet. Favorite for real, that's the recipe. Looking where I come from, I know he saw the best in me. Could have had me out here in the jungle, dying left for me. But here I am, giving him glory because he's blessing me.
I know
me.
That yeah. Things get better. I know that things get better. Yeah, yeah. And I know that things get better.
That's right. ringer. That joint's crazy right there. That joint's called Things Get Better from my man Cal Ringer. This right here is Take a Walk With Me, part two. Let's go.
For they love the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. John 12:43. We all got to check our motives, man.
My brother.
Including myself.
Believe it, Stephen.
Who's getting the glory and shine when we make music? Is it us or is it God, y'all? We love the praise of men more than the praise of God. We say we praise him, but really want to break from God.
Who gets the glory?
We're flawed, our ways are wrong. You think my sayings are, but then we claim church is boring and its ways
go
long. But we rarely say that when the game is on. How come? And we rarely say that about some amazing songs. Could it be that you're refusing to stand for God's glory just because you want the approval of man?
Is it?
And if you are to sink, you'll be losing some fans because they might not buy your product nor be choosing your brand. The world hates Christ, but the news of his plan
does.
Because it loves sin and they're doing their thing. They want a Christ that allows them to be straight up stuck in their sin and live how they may please. They don't want a Christ who got rowdy decrees.
Nah.
And they don't want a Christ that makes them bow to their knees.
Nah.
They want a Christ who was down with the steez. But tell them deny self and they'll bounce on the flea. Loving comfort and pleasure more than they loving God. It's a narrow way, road to destruction is broad. Don't be independent, be dependent. Heed the lesson, he's perfection. Flee depression whenever I seek his presence. His glory he will not give to no other. His glory is the highest, we have to go under. Let's be honest, if you're pompous, he could offer us in a second. And he wants us to be modest and not godless. When approaching God, modesty is required. As Native and Hawaii, they got caught up in the fire. It's clear a prideful heart is not what God desires. We need to be humble like the prophets and Messiah. When you get the prop, does he get any credit?
Does he?
Or do you say forget it, you're tremendous, he's neglected.
What?
Who gets the glory when you're spitting your bars? Who gets the glory, are you lifting up God? Who gets the glory when you're ripping it hard? Do you give it to yourself or do you give it to God? We live this life for the likes and the follows. And we live this life like there's no tomorrow. Despite the plight of fallen earth and its strife and its sorrow. This life isn't ours, nah, this life is borrowed. We want the props and the recognition. Sometimes we even stop and we forget we are Christian. When an album drops, we're like, you better listen. Say it isn't hot, though, then we're steady dissing. Look at our thoughts, you'll see we're wretched sinning. We want our spots on charts and television. I don't want to argue whether God is meant. But we gotta ask ourselves, what's our heart's intentions? No matter the topic that we start addressing, does God get the glory? That's the obvious question. We gotta ask, what's the motive of our songs? Are we willing to change if we notice that it's wrong? Who gets the glory at our shows when we go on? Who gets the glory when we're flowing all night long? What's scary is even if Christ is our focus, we trample his glory if in our lives it is focused. We trample his glory if we get self-righteous and look down on others. Pharisees fell like this, but we trample his glory if we're ashamed of his name. And the chase from our fame is straight up making us change. So I say and proclaim that our Savior does reign. God deserves the glory and he's made it so plain. No matter your content, examine yourself. You care about God or just managing sales? No matter your content, examine yourself. You care about God or just managing sales? No matter your content, examine yourselves. You care about God or just managing sales? Who gets the glory when you spit in your bowl?
Mm.
Who gets the glory when you spit in your bowl?
Believe in Stephen.
Who gets the glory? Are you lifting up God?
Who gets the glory?
Ripping it hard? You
straight nasty music is now.
Who gets the glory?
Now we're going into the truth behind segment, and like I've said, we are looking at the 10 worst countries to be a Christian in, and we've looked at country number 10, which was India, and we also looked at country number 9, which was Iran for some parts and Iran for other parts. So Iran, Iran, still the same word. And this week, today, we are looking at the countries that are rating at number 8 and rating at number 7. Now, before we go into that, here's some interesting news. The 2019 World Watch List shows that persecution comes from different avenues, from a believer's family, friends, fellow villagers and work colleagues, community councils, local government officials, and from police and local systems. When looking at gender, the research shows how Christian women and girls face more persecution pressure in a family and social sphere, while men and boys are more likely to experience the brunt of pressure from authorities and militias. The statistical evidence and research show that Christian persecution continues to rise. This reiterates the importance of Open Doors work in strengthening the persecuted church globally. This was said by the director of Open Doors Southern Africa. The yearly World Watch List reveals the new trends in Christian persecution and helps our organization to know where to focus our work. And it was said by the same director of Open Doors Southern Africa. So now if we look at the country that is rating at number 8, we see that it is Yemen. Now the Yemen region is in the Arabian Peninsula. The leader is known as President Abd Rubah Mansur Hadi. The Yemen population is at 28,915,000, and then the Christian population is less than 1%. The main religion in Yemen is Islam, and the type of government is a transitional government. Like I said, they rank at number 8 on the World Watch List, and they got a score out of 100, they have 86. They previously ranked at number 9, and the previous score was 85, meaning that the persecution basically got worse, or there's a country that basically where the persecution got less. Now, due to the civil war that began in 2015, at least 14 million people are at risk of famine in Yemen. In this environment, persecution and Islamic extremism have flourished. Yemen is an Islamic and clan-based society. Converting to Christianity is seen as betraying one's clan, and new believers are often disowned or forced into a Muslim marriage or killed. So now that is that's crazy. The fact that, and we will be looking at it in our discussion panel, that the fact that you have converted into a new religion, you're actually getting killed for that. Not just any religion, the fact that you're converting into Christianity, you're actually forced into a Muslim marriage, or you are killed. And we are looking at, like I said, in the discussion panel, how murder and torture is actually a form of Christian persecution. And the country that's rating at number 7 is known as Eritrea. Now, I didn't know that there was actually a country called Eritrea. And Eritrea is actually in Africa, if you didn't know. It's a very small country in Africa. I think it's Eastern Africa that you would find it. And it's basically rating at number 7 on the World Watch List. And like I said, the region of Eritrea is found in Africa. And the leader of Eritrea is known as President Isaias Afwerki. And the population of Eritrea is 5,188,000. And the Christian percentage of that population is 48%, which is actually the most that I've spoken about. And if we look at that, that means 2,490,240 people, or basically what they've said, are Christians, which is not too bad. The main religion is Islam and Christian Orthodox. The government is a presidential republic and ranks at number 7, like I said, and the score out of 100 is actually 86. It previously ranked at number 6, meaning that it actually got better, and the previous score was still 86. Now, Eritrea is an extremely volatile place for Christians. Homes are raided, Bibles confiscated, and Christians are forced to disappear. That is hectic. Believers are imprisoned and tortured. We are looking at torture. Torture is a form of Christian persecution. So they will deny Christ in Islamic regions of Eritrea. Converts face persecution from their family members. Despite this, the church continues to remain faithful in the face of persecution. Now, if you look at Eritrea, it was actually very interesting because I didn't know that there was a country known as Eritrea, and I decided to do my research in Eritrea. And these are the basically forms of persecution that Eritrea focuses, because, I mean, the population of Christianity is not too bad if it's 48%. That's almost half the population. And the main religions are actually Christians. But then this is the form of persecution that they actually face, which is there's Islamic oppression. So obviously, because 52% of the population is not Christian, there's still oppression that comes from the Islamic population. And that is a very strong form of persecution that they face. Now, they also have ethnic antagonism, which is not very strong, but then there is still that. There's a denominational protectionism, which is very strong, which is where, because most of them are Orthodox Christians, the Orthodox Church basically protects themselves, if I could put it in that way. There's another form of persecution that they face is a dictatorial paranoia, which is very strong in Eritrea. And just to read about that, it basically says Eritrea became an independent nation following the 1993 referendum. Since 1993, the People's Front for Democracy and Justice have been exercising full control over Eritrea. Under the leadership of President Afwerki, the regime has become synonymous with absolute authoritarianism and is doing everything possible to maintain its power. It has arrested, harassed, and killed Christians because they are considered to be agents of the West and hence a threat to the state of the government. Now, I just want to stop there. Now, how does your religion basically cause you to be a spy? And a lot of people have actually argued this, and I feel like this needs to be a discussion where I'll have a guest, and I think we'll do that next week. And we'll basically speak about the fact that a lot of people speak about the fact that Christianity is a religion of the West. So a lot of African countries actually don't accept Christianity because they feel like it's a religion of the West and it shouldn't mess around with the African cultures. And I know we face that a lot in South Africa as well, where all these different cultures will not accept a certain form of Christianity or the way we should be as Christians because it's not our culture and it's a Western religion. So we are definitely going to discuss that next week in the discussion panel. And just to carry on with this dictatorial paranoia, it also says that sources from the inside from inside the country are suggesting that the president is grooming his son to replace him. One country expert says, after decades of bloody war for independence, which is responsible for the loss of thousands of lives and bodily and psychological injury for thousands of others, the last thing that we expect of that of the current ruling party was another oppressive government. However, the current ruling party is clear disregard of its promises during the armed struggle formed an absolute authoritarian regime wherein any form of dissent in any form is not tolerated. The number one goal of the ruling party is staying in power at any cost. It is in this context that the government is persecuting Christians. There have been some suggestions among some analysts. There have been some suggestions among some analysts that the Eritrean government is now open to upholding human rights and ready for democracy. That line of thinking emanates from not understanding the nature of the Eritrean government. The Eritrean government, despite of the recent attempts to heal relationships with neighboring and Western countries, has not shown at all that it's ready to bring change to the way they deal with domestic issues. So that's basically what's happening with the government and the Christians in Eritrea. Now, going into the discussion panel, We basically looked at how imprisonment is a form of Christian persecution, and where they basically have all these crazy camps. I know in places like North Korea and in Eritrea as well, where they I remember the guy from Open Doors, when he came this year and he spoke to us, he basically said that they keep them in containers. There's like so many people in containers that they have to actually take turns to lay down, because they can't all lay down at the same time. And there's literally like only small windows where air comes in, so they actually don't suffocate and all these things. So we spoke about imprisonment, and I just want to look at two crazy ones this week, and it's torture and murder. Now, what happens in a lot of these closed countries is that they'll actually either torture you, and like I said earlier on, it's people in the villages, it's people in the communities, it's family members and stuff that actually do the torturing, that actually do the murdering. I remember there's a time where they were speaking about Nigeria, because Nigeria is a closed country as well, where they would actually kill the pastors of the church and take out their hearts. And that's crazy. What type of spirit would you have, or how much hatred would you have for a person that you'd actually kill them because of the fact that they believe in the one and true God? It's not even like they're believing in the Tooth Fairy or Father Christmas. They're believing in the creator of everything. And for me, if I was in another religion, personally for me, and I saw after threatening a person and all this, that this person is not giving up, then something would click in my head and be like, why is this person so keen to die for this movement, is what they call it, or for the Western religion and all these things? And I would ask questions, because there are so many stories of converts, how they're like, something happened and they saw, because this person was willing to die for God, that there's a difference, you know, there's a difference in that. So, so torture. So now we're basically looking at torture and murder as forms of Christian persecution. Now, Christians remain one of the most persecuted religious groups in the world. While Christian persecution takes many forms, it is defined as any hostility experienced as a result of identification with Christ. Christian torture remains an issue for believers throughout the world, including the risk of imprisonment, loss of home and assets, physical torture, beheading, rape, and even death as a result of their faith. So now, there are so many different ways that Christians are tortured. So a lot of people will actually lose their assets, or they'll lose their homes. A lot of people's houses will actually be burnt down. If you go into all these amazing stories of people who actually converted from Islam into Christianity, or whatever religion into Christianity, and how they've actually lost their homes and God has still looked out for them. It's crazy how many people lose their homes. Other people's homes actually get burnt down. A lot of churches also get burnt down. What's this? People get raped. That is a form of torture. That's a physical form of torture. That is assault. A lot of women do get raped, because now if they have a child from an Islamic man, then they have to be forced into marrying the guy. And there's like so many stuff. There's a lot of beheading, like what happened in Iran a few years ago with the ISIS group that beheaded a whole lot of Christians, and they basically say that their blood would flow into Europe and stuff like that. That is a form of Christian persecution as well. A lot of people will argue the fact that no, it was because of something else. It was because of threats to Europe and all these things, and it has to do with the bombings that happened in Paris and all those stuff. But it was actually persecution, and they basically showed us what they do to the Christians. But obviously, because the news doesn't want to speak about Christian persecution, or they want to cover the fact that Christians are being persecuted, they made it look like something else. Now, Trends show that countries in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East are intensifying persecution against Christians. And perhaps the most vulnerable are Christian women who often face double persecution for faith and gender. So now for the women, it's even worse. So they get tortured even more because obviously they are females, and a lot of Middle Eastern countries don't see women as anything. They just see them as, if I can say, sex object. They're just there to bring kids and to make your lineage to give you a lifeline, basically. And so already that they don't think that they're worth anything, and now the fact that you're a woman and you decided to go into Christianity makes it worse. Every day Open Doors saying, every day we receive new reports of Christians who face threats, unjust imprisonment, harassment, beatings, and even loss of a family because of their faith in Jesus. And this is basically what statistics have shown. Every month on average, 300, not 15, this is every month, so that's 12 months, 345 Christians are killed for faith-related reasons. It's not even because someone has broken the law. It's not even because I could say that it is law for those countries, but then they are killed because they do not want to renounce their faith in Jesus. 345, that is a whole lot of people. 105 churches and Christian buildings are burnt or attacked. If you look at close countries, or if you read testimonies about close countries, a lot of their churches are actually known as the underground church. A lot of them are in underground places, secret meetings, because a lot of churches are burnt down. And there's some Christian groups that can't afford or cannot find places that they can hide in. So they'll basically meet in a church building. And I know I live in an open country. It's not as open as we think, but I live in an open country. And for me to attend my church thinking that, hey, someone can come at any time and blow this place up is crazy. I don't think I fathom that yet. And that's what a lot of these Christians have to think. And can you imagine, after all these bombings, how many families lose loved ones and how many people actually lose loved ones because of this thing? And 219 Christians are detained without trial, arrested, sentenced, and imprisoned. So according to research, 245 million Christians experience high levels of persecution in the countries on the World Watch list. And worldwide, 1 in 9 Christians experience high levels of persecution. So that is like crazy. That people will actually kill other people just because they feel like your religion is not the religion. Which is, because Christianity is the only way you can get to heaven if you believe in Christ. Because he says it in the Bible that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And only through him can we get to heaven. Now, I can't die. I don't want to die. Or you can't kill me because I believe that Christ is the only way to go to heaven, basically. And it's crazy. Now, the shocking reality of persecution against women. In the 2019 World Watch List reporting period, there were shocking details about the persecution experienced by Christian women. In many places, they experienced double persecution. One for being a Christian and one for being a woman, like I said earlier on. Even in the most restricted circumstances, gender-specific persecution is a key means of destroying the minority Christian community. This kind of persecution is difficult to access because it's complex, violent, and hidden. In many cultures where women are specifically targeted, it is difficult, if not impossible, to report accurate numbers. Now, Islamic oppression continues to impact millions of Christians. In 7 of the top 10 World Watch List countries, the primary cause of persecution is Islamic oppression, like we looked at today with Eritrea. This means for millions of Christians, particularly those who grew up Muslim or were born into Muslim families, openly following Jesus can have painful consequences. They can be threatened as second-class citizens, discriminated against for jobs, or even violently attacked. So that is crazy. That is like, I just can't fathom how people can hurt other people, if I can put it that way, just because of that. But there is good news. While persecution can hardly constitute as good news, many Christians in these countries are quick to state that their trials are often turned to good through the providence of God. Indeed, a central ministry of Open Doors is to be present to these suffering communities and find ways of making local believers more resilient so that their persecution becomes an opportunity to spread the gospel, which means good news, often in a way that would not be possible in more peaceful circumstances. So even though these people are being persecuted, even though a lot of people are being murdered and stuff, the people in these countries use that as an opportunity to basically spread the gospel that even though this is happening to us, they still hope. Even though this is happening to us, look at what God has done. Even though this is what is happening to us, I know that there's a spot for me in heaven, and good news is being spread, and more people are actually converting into Christianity. So through all the persecution, through all the murder, through all the tortures, through all the forceful imprisonment and stuff, there is still hope. There is still a light at the end of the tunnel saying that, hey, there is good news and Christ is the only way to heaven. And as long as you believe in him and fully believe in your heart that he's your Lord and Savior, that you will see him in heaven. And they know that they will see all the people that were tortured and killed in heaven one day. So that's the hope that they live for. And that basically gets them to wake up in the morning and actually see it as a good day. So that's it. The show has come to an end. It's been amazing. Like I said, South Africa is going into a time of election. So do pray. I'm definitely praying for the government that's going to come into power. And let me just ask this question. Let me just ask this before I close the show. And I really want you guys to answer this question. Especially if you live in South Africa, and if you're not in South Africa, I just want your opinions as well. How do you think, based on the news I gave about the fact that not a lot of people are actually voting and stuff, how do you think the next government will treat Christians in South Africa, basically, with all the laws that they're putting into place and stuff? How do you think the election will affect us as Christians here in South Africa? So please do comment on that question. I will put a post up on my personal Instagram page. You can catch me at Cynthia_Giggs on Instagram. And other platforms you can catch us on is also on the Active FM Instagram page at Active FM 777. You can catch us on Facebook at Active FM 777. You can catch us on Twitter at Active FM. You can also catch us on our website, www.activefm.co.za. You can also catch us on Iona FM. So if you go into Iona FM, just search Active FM and you will see all the amazing shows. And do listen to Food for Thought. It is an amazing show. And yeah, so basically that I've come to an end of the show. It's been an amazing show. I enjoy speaking to you about what's happening in the world. And, you know, the discussion panel, like I said, next week we'll be looking at how is and why, where that term came out of, that Christianity is not an African, or it's not a religion for people in Africa, or it's a Western religion, and how you can be seen as a spy for the Western civilization, or as for the Western world in different continents and countries. Like in Eritrea, they basically believe that Christians are actually spies for the Western world. So we're basically going to look at that. I'm going to have a guest in the show. Please do stay tuned for that. Like I said, just share and comment on the show. Download the show. Show me your love and I will show you some more love. You are listening to the new show right here on Active FM. This is Cynthia and I am signing out.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen could ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star, and yet it reaches deeper still. Though generations will pass away and earthly kingdoms will fall, His boundless love shall never fade. In valley low or mountain tall, amazing love, how rich and pure, measureless and strong. From age to age, it will endure and will ever be our song.
to the mix. With Divinity promo.
Oh,
faith, love,
I got the
music.
Rules, but they'll never be mine. Not gonna let them slow me down. I'm about to lap you three times. I got a ribbon in the sky. Spreading my wings, about to fly. I'm breaking rules, I'm doing life. Like having winter in July. Squad up. I'm on a different page. Tell me what you know about it. I got a different flavor. Run and go and tell your neighbor that I'm on now. Took a little bit of time, but I got now. And am I never turning back, no? I'm leaving everything on the track. I'm going long. I got your rules, but they'll never be mine. Not gonna let them slow me down. I'm about to let you three times. I got a ribbon in the sky. Spreading my wings, about to fly. I'm breaking rules, I'm doing life. Like having winter in July. Squad up. I'm on a different page. Tell me what you know about it. I got a different flavor. Run and go and tell your neighbor that I'm on now. It took a little bit of time, but I got now. And am I never turning back? No, I'm leaving everything on the track. Don't ever, never, never. Hold you down. Don't ever, never, never, never let them. No, never. Oh, no, I got your rules, but they'll never be mine. Not gonna let them slow me down. I'm about to lap you three times. I got a ribbon in the sky. Never be mine. Not gonna let them slow me down. I'm about to love you three times.